I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Well, I hate to be that cheesy kind of guy that does something around a holiday, but I'm going to anyway. Our theme is we don't labor in vain. Your work is not in vain in the Lord. So our scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Have you ever worked hard at something and felt like it didn't matter? Maybe you put in long hours at your job and nobody noticed. Maybe you invested years in a relationship or ministry and wondered if it made a difference. Sometimes it feels like we're spinning our wheels, pouring ourselves out, but the world just keeps moving on. The Apostle Paul reminds us that when our labor is in the Lord, it is never wasted. The seeds we plant may not bloom in front of our eyes, but God sees, God multiplies, God redeems every effort done for his kingdom. So point one, the foundation of our labor. Paul says, therefore. He's pointing back to the resurrection. Because Christ lives, everything changes. The resurrection gives meaning to our work. If Christ had not risen, then yes, our preaching, our serving, our loving would be in vain. But since Christ is alive, so is every act of faithfulness. A prayer whispered in faith is not wasted. A kind word spoken in Jesus' name is not wasted. A cup of cold water given in his name is not wasted. Our foundation is not results we can measure, but the risen Christ. All right, point two, the call to be steadfast and immovable. The world will tempt us to quit. The enemy whispers, "You're not making a difference." Oh, man, I tested that one. No one cares. You're wasting your time. But Paul says, be steadfast. Be immovable. Why? Because the storms will come. Disappointment will come. Fatigue will come. But we are anchored in Christ. Think of a tree in a storm. The winds howl, but the roots go deep. The tree stands. Your faith in Christ is your root system. Stay rooted, and you will not topple when discouragement comes. That means staying in your word. Point three, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Notice Paul doesn't say, do some work for the Lord. He says, always abounding. That means overflowing, not just minimum effort, but giving generously, joyfully, faithfully. You may never preach a sermon. You may never stand on a stage. But every time you love your family well, every time you show mercy, every time you forgive, every time you shine light in the dark, you are abounding in the work of the Lord. Your labor, point four, is not in vain. God wastes nothing. Joseph spent years in prison. We've talked about this before, and it looked like wasted time, but God was preparing him to save nations, not just a nation, but nations. Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness tending sheep. Looked like wasted years, but God was preparing him to lead Israel out of Egypt. Jesus spent 3 days in the tomb. It looked like the end, but it was the beginning of eternal life for all who believe. When you serve, when you love, when you labor in the name of Christ, God takes it, breathes on it, and uses it in ways you may never see this side of heaven. Let's wrap it up. Today, be encouraged. What you are doing matters. The phone call you make to encourage a friend matters. The time you invest in your children matters. The quiet prayers you pray in the night matter. The hidden sacrifices that no one sees, God sees. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.